He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses, put his ambition at bay. And the summers and winters scattered like splinters in 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a good life, and she was a fine wife, bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. And while the tears were falling, he was recalling answers that he never found. So he hopped on freight, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilings, drinks his Green Label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's tragic, oh, but some of it's magic, and I had a good life all the way. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.